One. Welcome to Texans Talk. I'm Josh McSwain, here with my co-host AJ Torres. Today, we got a bit of an unfortunate topic for you. Since Father's Day was June 20th, we are going to look at various players over the last 20 years who have kind of been full dad mode on the Texans. There's a few that have really stuck out to me, and we're going to go over a couple of them each. We're going to start with a longtime nemesis who plagued Texans offensive lines for a long time, and that would be Dwight Freeney.
Ooh.
Yes, spectacular edge rusher, mostly for the Colts, a couple of years with the Chargers and the Cardinals to end his career. Played against the Texans 22 times, won 17 of those games, and had 19 sacks, most against any opponent.
Wow.
Also, 49 tackles, most against any opponent, 24 for loss, registered 14 quarterback hits, and forced 4 fumbles.
I mean, that's kryptonite. There's no other way to put it.
There really isn't.
There just is not. So, I have an obvious one to follow up with that. And now, I think this is definitely something that I don't know if it's ever going to be done again, but this, of course, is a Hall of Famer. And every Texans fan, I mean, it's hard to hate Peyton Manning, but when you're a Texans fan, it gets pretty close. Because simply when you look at what he's done, you know, as they say in Terminator, who is your daddy? What does he do? Well, I'll tell you what he does. How about we go all these right here. We go 68.46% completion percentage. That is 510 completions out of 745. And how much does all this total up to? 5,852 yards, 48 touchdowns to 8 picks, passer rating against them, 108.9. The win total represents man's most against any individual NFL team. He won 15 games against the Jags. How many wins did he get against the Texans? Career, 17-3. Wow.
Yeah. The name Peyton Manning sends shivers down the spines of Texans fans who didn't even get their first win against the Colts until 2006. Didn't even win in Indianapolis until 2015, I think.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, I have one other quarterback.
Ooh.
Who has torched
Tom Brady?
Who torched the Texans for years. It's not Brady, actually.
Ooh. Okay, I'd love to hear this.
I'm going to go with Philip Rivers.
Wow. Now, Rivers, you know how many people would say that? Not many.
Well, they don't match up all the time, but in 7 games against the Texans in his career, Rivers was 5-2, had a 69.31 completion percentage, had a passer rating of 121.6, 20 touchdowns to 3 interceptions.
Damn. I mean, that's just, yeah. I mean, that just hurts. And I got one. There is no surprise here. I'm pretty sure you know who this is. Happy belated Father's Day to King Derrick Henry. And if you just wanted to know how good this was, I'm sorry. You know how much yardage they gave up on the ground. How about we go first guy in history to rush at least 200 yards? And I believe it's three consecutive games against the same team.
No, the pain.
No, the pain. You're telling me in three games in a row, you give up over 600 yards to a freaking guy. Who is your daddy? What does he do? He jerks your pants down and pushes you into the ground. He makes a mockery out of you.
That sounds like a really terrible father.
Yeah, this guy is terrible. And guess what? Until proven otherwise, and by proven otherwise, meaning this guy gets hurt or the Texans somehow get smart and they get themselves a solid defense, guess what? He is going to be the daddy of the Houston Texans for a long time to come. And he might surpass Peyton Manning about being the daddy of the Texans.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And that's a running back, not a quarterback, a running back.
Yeah, of course you have to remember, for a few years in there, the Texans had a top five caliber defense. Of course, by 2019, it was starting to decline, and then last year, it was just an utter disaster.
Everything just fell down to hell, and a lot of the core guys, they just kind of peaked. It sucks because you got a couple of guys where a couple years ago, they were good household names that people liked, but then a lot of drama happened, bad coaching, a bad locker room. And the fact that even J.J. Watt wanted out just shows you how bad things got.
Yeah, the dysfunction was huge. So, yep, square one. It's pretty much where the team is right now.
Yeah, square one. And, well, bridging the gap over there is going to take a little bit of work. But, again, the thing is, and this is the reason why I wasn't a fan of the David Culley hire, is this is a newly head coach. And I understand what they're trying to go for to a point. But this team, especially regardless of Deshaun, I'm going to put that aside. This team just completely lacks an identity. It used to be a defensive stronghold, then offense was going to piece it together, but the defense was going to bail you out. And now, let's say Deshaun comes back to camp. Let's say the legal issues get settled. You know, best case scenario, okay? What's going to happen with the defense? Is it going to end up being like the Chargers or the Falcons where you have to score 30 to 40 points and not have to break a sweat? Because that's not fair. I understand Watson's a top five quarterback, but you can't put that kind of pressure on him. The team still lacks pass rush. I've said it many times. And where's the identity of the team right now? Nobody seems to know.
That's true. I mean, back in the days when Arian Foster was here and you had a defense that was it was a little up and down, but on those good years, you had the ground and pound with Arian Foster, and even Schaub was getting it done, throwing to Andre Johnson. I mean, 2012 was kind of a pity that they couldn't go further than the divisional round, because they had some good teams back at that point in time.
They did. It seems like they were just... Now, it's different if we say that in basketball or hockey or baseball. But when in football, somebody says we're two pieces away, that's, I mean, not everybody could say that. For some guys, it's like we need a serious need at this position. It seemed like the Texans were two pieces away. They just couldn't get them.
It's true.
But aside that, we will see what's going on with the team going forward. And hopefully when, you know, I think it's might gonna be a solid month or so, maybe even closer to August, but maybe we'll see where the identity of the team is. Do you think that it's gonna be a rebuild, like a full rebuild year? I just don't know with the new hire.
Yeah, it's really hard to say. I mean, they've brought in some free agents that, you know, they're not bad guys, but you wonder if it's just like, hey, let's try and keep this at least somewhat competitive while we sort of get the guys we really want
through the
draft and whatnot.
The offense is better, I will say. The offense does have a vote of confidence. Special teams is an upgrade. But you look at the defensive side of the ball and tell me that as a Texans fan, Josh, that you don't get a little bit of heartburn right now. You look at the roster and you get a little nervous. You start sweating a little bit and tugging at your collar. You feel a little uncomfortable.
I mean, yeah, I do, but I can't see it being any worse than what we saw last year.
Really?
I mean, last year, I don't know if there's any more place to go but up from that.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. All right, any final thoughts?
Not for me. What about you?
I'm good.
All right, there you have it. On behalf of AJ Torres, I'm Josh McSwain. Thank you for listening. You can also follow us on Twitter at Texans Talk Pod. And pretty soon we'll have a YouTube channel, so stay tuned for that. We'll give you more details as they come. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.